So Dramatic would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land this podcast was recorded on, the Bidjigal and Gadigal people. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. So Dramatic Daily, your daily dose of the latest and most dramatic reality TV news. Welcome to So Dramatic Daily. I'm Megan Pistetto. Coming up today, The Block 2024 has been rocked as one team has already quit the show just weeks into filming. A fan favourite, Married at First Sight Bride, was scrapped from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here 2024 after Channel 9 contract woes. And Married at First Sight's Natalie has revealed a new romance with a woman after her shit show of a marriage to Collins. So much drama, so little time. Let's get into the show. The Block 2024 is already facing major setbacks, with one team reported to have quit just weeks into filming. In case you missed it, the landmark 20th season of the hit renovation show is currently underway at Victoria's Phillip Island, and it seems that a sea change hasn't stopped the series from being plagued by drama. Rumours of a team leaving the block began circulating in a fan group on Facebook, with viewers speculating whether the unnamed duo quit or were removed. A production insider has since confirmed to Yahoo Lifestyle that one couple has definitely already parted the show. However, the situation may not be as dramatic as fans expect. The source dished, a couple have left. They were definitely not kicked off the show though, it was on their own accord. Now, with the show being one team down, it begs the question of whether producers are now scrambling to replace the couple. But for now, fans will have to wait until the show airs to find out, with the insider teasing, it will all unfold. Now, the block's latest bump in the road is giving us some serious deja vu, with the same thing happening during the show's tree change season in 2022. Influencer Elle Ferguson and former footballer husband Joel Patful quit the block after just 2 days, citing a family injury as their reason for leaving. However, several sources denied this was the case. Married at First Sight 2023 bride Bronte Schofield was allegedly in talks to appear on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here 2024 before being stopped by Channel 9. In case you missed it, Bronte was matched with Harrison Boone in the infamous marriage experiment last year, and off the back of that, she was reportedly offered a five-figure deal to appear on the Channel 10 series. However, according to Daily Mail, her appearance was halted by Nine due to her MAFS contract. The network's strict contract conditions stipulate that cast members are prohibited from appearing on any other reality show for 12 months. Now, sources close to Bronte have revealed that she's super angry and pissed off about the decision. One insider told the outlet she's considered going full rogue and appearing on the show, but was worried it wasn't going to be a good look and Channel 9 would legally come after her. Now, Bronte also told the outlet that I'm a Celebrity wasn't the only show that Nine stopped her from appearing on, revealing that she was also in talks to star in Celebrity Amazing Race with her sister Kira, as well as a few other offers for shows, but none have aligned with timing and contracts. Bronte then put Nine's decision down to fellow MAFS alum Domenica Colaco's appearance on I'm a Celebrity in 2023, saying, "I think the reason, this is just what I heard, was Domenica just went ahead and did it anyway and didn't get permission from Nine, and they were really mad apparently." Well, there's always next year. Married at First Sight's Natalie Parham has revealed that she's been dating a woman since her stint on The Marriage Experiment. Natalie's partnership with Collins Christian made a lasting impression on viewers, leaving fans questioning whether he was an actor or a plant on the show, because he couldn't possibly be like that in real life. Now, whilst Natalie didn't find love on the show, she's had more luck in the real world, telling Nine Entertainment that she sparked a new romance with a mystery woman. She gushed, "I've been speaking to someone special. We've known each other for years. We met when she was married and I was in a long-term relationship." Natalie then explained that this was her first same-sex romance, saying, "I've never dated a woman before. I've been attracted to them, but I've never been able to take that step into dating." She then revealed that her new partner has been an incredible support to her since leaving MAFS. She added, "Even if it just eventuates into a nice friendship, we're going to see what happens. And we love this for her." That is the latest from So Dramatic Daily. If you would like even more piping hot tea, head straight over to our website, sodramaticonline.com, or click the links in the show notes to find us on social media. I will see you guys back here, same time, same place, next episode. Goodbye, good riddance, and good luck. Ciao for now. Kind regards. So Dramatic Daily.